Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyum will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyum HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz, accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyum. That is shasilluminated.org/siyum. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
We're learning Mesech, the sugya starts in Avzayin and days in the middle of the Amud, the sugya of when we pass in Halachas like Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara says, "Am Rav Yudah Meshmul Lachik Rabbi Eliezer ba'arba." There are four times that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Normally, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, like the Gemara said before. Rabbi Eliezer Shmuti, like we spoke in the previous shir, like Rashi is because they put him in a nidui, like Teis because he's from Tamidei Shamei. But Al Kaponim, there are four times that we do paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Chada Damar, one is what we said in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Eliezer says, "Arba Noshim Dayan Shaitan." The Besula, Muberis, Menika, and Zakena, and we pass them like Rabbi Eliezer. And like we mentioned in the previous year, the Psak is not only Negeya to the din of Neis Lais, which isn't Negeya Bezman Hazet, it's only Negeya for Tyrus, it's also Negeya Hilchas Vestis that they call the Mesalekis Midamim, like we'll speak in subsequent year. The Idach, HaMekasha Kamatishve, Vetezavim, Eis Lais, Div Rabbi Eliezer, Valocha Kedvarev. The other one is the Mishnah in regard to Dam Kaishi. The din is that if an Isha sees for 3 days straight, has a Riyas Dam for 3 days straight, Bimei Ziva, she becomes a Zava. But if the Riyas Dam is together with the Leda, that can't be called a Zava. If the Leda causes the Riyas Dam, that's called Dam Leda. So when you have the labor pains, the Kaishi, the labor pains, and she has Dam, so it depends. If she doesn't stop at all between the labor pains. The labor pains don't let up until she gives birth. So then the dam that she sees together with the labor pains are all considered dam kaishi. They're all considered dam leda. They would not make her a zava. But if she has a respite, if there is a time that the labor pains stop, that's teshafem, it stops, and she doesn't have any labor pains, and then she gives birth after a certain period of time, so the previous labor pains are not considered dam kaishi, not considered dam leda, and you do not say that the dam became because of the vlad. So Rabbi Eliezer says the time period, the shear, is meis leis, 24 hours. Her other sheet, this Rabbi Shua argues, but that's what Rabbi Eliezer says, v'alacha gedvarif, and Shmuel is passing like Rabbi Eliezer that the dam kaishi is 24 hours. V'idach, the third one is, in regard to the din of Zayin Nikim, that a Zav and a Zav a need, if you have a Ish that became a Zav, he had three Riya Zayiv, so he needs Zayin Nikim. The Zayin Nikim isn't only that you didn't have a Riya, Zayin Nikim, you have to actually do a Bedika, you have to do a Sphere Zayin Nikim, including a Bedika, that there was no Riya. And a Zav also, a Isha that Su Adam Bimei Zayiva, today all Nashim are considered Bimei Zayiva, so you need a din of Zayin Nikim, you need a Sphere Zayin Nikim. And that includes you have to actually check, examine to make sure that there's no dam. So the Mishnah says that a zav and a zav shabbat guatzim yom mishnah matzayitar and yom shvi matzayitar v'shayim loybatku. Rabbi Eliezer Omer elu b'cheskes tar. Rabbi Eliezer says the first day and the seventh day alone is good enough. Rabbi Shua Omer ein lema liyom mishnah v'yom shvi b'vad. You only considered to have 2 days of sphere. The middle days aren't considered part of the sphere because there wasn't a bedika then. And Rabbi Kiva, you also lost the first day because the days have to be consecutive. If they're not consecutive, they don't count, so you're only going to have the seventh day. But Tanya, Rabbi Shim, Rabbi Yasi, I mean, both of Shim and Yasi say, Nirin Divra Rabbi Eliezer, Midivra Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer is more logical than Rabbi Yeshua, because why would it be the first day and the seventh day? You really need the days to be consecutive. So if you're going to consider through the Bedika of the first and seventh day, that you have the sphere of all the days, so then they should all count. And if you don't consider it, they have the sphere of all the days, then you should lose the first day because it's not consecutive. But really, Rabbi Kiva is the most logical because since you didn't actually have a bedik of the middle days, so you don't have a sphere of the middle days. And if you don't have a sphere in the middle days of the Shiva Nikim, so then you should lose the first day also because the sphere of Shiva Nikim have to be 7 consecutive days. Even though, like he said, that with Maisa we do pass in like Rabbi Eliezer, notice we do consider the first day and the seventh day to be considered a bedika on the entire 7 days, and therefore you have everything. So all these three cases, the Mishnah or the Braisa said halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, like the first case, our Mishnah said of halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, the second case, the Mishnah said of halacha k'Dvarav, this case, the Braisa said of halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. And then the fourth case is a case where chayri kelim shenit mubamashkin, that when you have a din that mashkim tmeim amatame kelim, and the halacha is that midaraisa, a kli does not become tame from a mashka. A kli only could become tame from an avatuma. A kli can only be a rishon l'tuma if it's mekabel tuma from an avatuma. If you have a mashka, which is a vlada tuma, so it cannot be matame a kli. And the rabbanu were geyser that mashkim tmeim amatame kelim, gzei mishum mashkim of zav and zava, the only liquid that can mekabel a kli, is a liquid that is an avatuma, which is the mayonis of a zav and a zava, the reika yimei miraglov of the zav and the zava, which are an avatuma, they can be matame kelim. So Rabbanu Magai said, all mashkim tmeim and matame kelim gzeira because of mashkim shel zav. But one thing they made a difference, that normally when a kli becomes tame, if the back of the kli is tame, so an entire kli becomes tame. But here, when the kli became tamei b'mashkin, so when the back of the kli is tamei, they said only the back is tamei. So only something that comes in contact with the back of the kli becomes tamei, and something which comes in contact with the inside of the kli, it's tar. And here you have a machlokes, when the achayri kelim when imu b'mashkin, now Blaise says, metamin es ha-mashkin, vein paislam es ha-echlin. It's only tamei, in regard to mashkin. Mashkin, like the Gemara says, is a lulun lekabel tuma. Like Rashi says, the mekabel tuma, shaloi behechsher, mashkin are much more susceptible to tuma than eichlim, because mashkin can mekabel tuma without any preparation. Eichlim are only mekabel tuma if the mukhshel lekabel tuma, if mashkin fall on them and make them mukhshel lekabel tuma. So this gzeira of the kli becoming tame from mashkin, they only made in regard to mashkin, and Rabbi Eliezer's meisif another nekuda, they don't even passel the eichlin. Passeling is when you make something tame, it can't be metame anything else, and that's by truma. When a sheni letuma touches truma, it passels it, or when a bal tvolyoyim touches truma, it also passels it, it makes it tame, but it can't be metame anything else, that's why it's called passel and not tame. But the achayre kelim are metame mashkin, but they're not paisel eichlin, even truma. And the Beshua says, no, the metame mashkim and the paisel eichlim, he says, the kavachaymer, if a tful yayim, which is not metame mashkin of chulin, a tful yayim that touches chulin, even mashkin, doesn't make them tame, but still it passels truma, even food. So a chayre kelim, it's metame mashkin chulin, kavachaymer, it should be paisel eichle truma, and the Blazer says, you don't make kavachaymers from their ancestors to their abundance. So that's the Gemara. And the Gemara says, "Umayshna chayre kelim denakad." Why was it a discussion if we're talking about the outside of the keli, the back of the keli? Why don't we even talk about the inside of the keli? So the Gemara says, "Mishum the keli, the outside of the keli is more kal because when the mashkin touches the inside of the keli, the entire keli becomes tamei. When the mashkin touches the outside of the keli." So then we say only the outside is tame, but everything else, the inside and the handle and the rim, is all tar. So Rashi says that means that when the mashka touches the inside of the keli, it doesn't have this kula, and it could be metame eichlim as well. Or at least pasul the eichlim. Taisus also says that. But Rashi says that the reason why the teichei kelim are more chomer is because since they were machmer, they're abundant with more machmer, which mashkim that touch the inside of the kelim by saying it makulay, so Amela Rablez is made that they pass on the eichlim. Now Taisus is a little bit unclear. Taisus says, Avot teich keli paisel eichlim de chuma, mishum nahavi me yudchez dover. Ha eichlim ha kelim shimu mashkim. Since it's from the yudchez dover, One of the Yudchas Gzeiris that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel made was Eichlem V'Kelem Shenimu V'Mashkin, so that tells you that it must be that they passel the Eichlem. So the Marsha is bothered. What is nice to see from the fact that it's a Yudchas Davar? The reason why they were geyser the Yudchas Davar is for the same reason they were geyser here. The same reason they were geyser on the Teich HaKelem as a Yudchas Davar is the same reason they were geyser on Achari HaKelem. It's a Gzeir Mishamashkim Zav and Zavar. So where do you see from the fact that it's a Yudchas Davar that it passes Eichlim? As I affect the Marsha on Teisus. So the Piskei Nida, the Chachmas Pesal, he says that it is mefurish in kama places. He brings kama rayas that avada the when the teicha keli is nimmim b'mashkin, it does pass leichlim. The Marsha is not asking. He says on the ikid din that Taisus is saying that by nitma the teicha keli that it passes leichlim. Avada the Marsha agrees to that. It's mefurish in kama places. He says. Now, but the Marsha's bother was like this. Rashi says, you know why Teicha Keli is Metame Eichlin, is Paisel Eichlin, even though Achari is not, because Teicha Keli is Muhammad. Achari Keli, they said, Nitma Achariv, Lay Nitma Teicha. Teicha Keli, they said, if it's Nitma Teicha, it is Nitma Achariv, it's Muhammad, and therefore it passes Eichlin. Now, Taisus says the same thing as Rashi, but he's giving a different reason. He's giving a reason, you know why the Teicha Keli is Paisel Eichlin, because it's from the Yudchas Davar. And the Marsha says, I don't see that that's a good reason. That's not a reason. The din is, of course, true. And the din is true, the reason is like Rashi, because Teicha Keli is more chamer. But Taisus seems to be going out of his way to say a different reason, that since it's from the Yudchas Davar, that's what has to pass the Eichlim. And the Marsha says, it's not a good reason to pass the Eichlim. The Yudchas Davar is Exera, like every Exera. Why would that automatically mean it passes Eichlim? But the Biskei Nida says he would have learned Taisus a little differently. He would have learned Taisus. Taisus bringing a raya to the Pasul Zeichlin. He'd bring a raya from that Gemara in Shabbos of the Yudchas Dov. If you look in that Gemara, you'll see the Gemara is Mavur to the Pasul Zeichlin. I affect the Biskei Nida. Why do you need a raya? The Gemara here says clearly that this din that it doesn't pass Zeichlin is only said by a Chayyah Kalim. It's not said by Teich Kalim. So Zog the Biskei Nida, it's not so clear in that Gemara. Because that Gemara just says, why did he say a Chayyah Kalim? The Lashon Gemara is Maishno Achari Kelim Denakat. Why did he say Achari Kelim? Why did he hop onto Achari Kelim? The Gemara said the reason is because Achari Kelim are more kal. So maybe what the Gemara is trying to say is he said his din by Achari Kelim. The Rabusa, even Achari Kelim are tame the matame mashkim and they don't pass the leichlim. But it says Achari Kelim because it's more kal. That's why they wanted to discuss it. That they wanted to discuss the dinim of Achari Kelim, but who a dinim would apply to Teich Kelim? So Taisus says, no. The Gemara in Shabbos, but Yilchas Dov is mavur not that way. But he's not giving a tam why it's not that way. That's stating the Biskei Nida. I want to war ara, before we get a little bit vait in the sugya, on the din of the Zayin Nikim, that Rabbi Elazar says that if she has the Bedika on the first day and the seventh day, that's good enough. Harei Becheskes Tara. So Taisus says, Mikan mashma, that Isha shesafra shiva nikim. From here it's mashma, that if a woman counts shiva nikim, ubatke emishim v'yam shvi yimatzah tayr, and she checked the first day and the seventh day and she found herself tayr, the chash is sphere, that's called the sphere shiva nikim, and she could be tayvul. But he adds two things. First of all, raksha batkats v'yam shepaskabai. Besides the bedikas rishin and shvi, there's another bedika that's likuva, the bedika of the day that she stopped. The bedika we call the hefsik tara. Before the Zayin Nikim, the night before the Zayin Nikim, before the day is over, the evening before the Zayin Nikim, she has to do a bedika to make sure the dam stopped. That's the hefsik tara. That's also ma'akiv. And then he says, v'dafka yom shvi, avi yom chesloi. If she was baidik the first day and the eighth day, that's it. She's finished. It doesn't work. And the eighth day will be the first day. And then he says, milchat chila, tshricha livdik b'chal yom, lechat chila, you do have to be baidik every day of the shiva nikim. So Taisus being mechadish three dinim, all of them are brought in Shulchan Aruch. One is that she needs a hefsek tara. It's not good enough for Dikas Rishin and Shvi, she also needs a hefsek tara. The second din is that she needs dafka the first day and the seventh day. The first day and the eighth day won't work. If she does the first day and the eighth day, so then the eighth day becomes like the first day. And the third din is that this is all b'diyev. Lechatchila, she's mechiyev v'sevibaydik every day. This is shayel in the in the Rishonim, if the Avich, if the Chachilish has to be Baidig once a day, or twice a day, the Beis Yosef brings this in Siman Kuf Tzadik Vav, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Chachilah, she has to be Baidig twice a day. Taz just says she has to be Baidig, that could be once a day, but there are Rishonim that say twice a day. We'll get into this more when we learn the Sugi of Zayin Akim in the 10th Perek. But just one thing for now, that Taisus says a Lashin Mikan Mashma. From here it's Mashma that it's good enough to be Baidik the first day and the seventh day. Now Chayinim are very bothered. What's Mikan Mashma? Mashma means it's not Beferish, it's Mashma. L'chay, it's Mamish Mefurish. Now Blazer says it works if she's Baidik the first day and the seventh day. What's the Mashma? And then Shmuel Paskins, Halachakar Blazer. Actually, some Rishonim say that we don't Paskin this way because there's a Tanakama later on that says even one Bedik is good enough in the Zayin Akim. Even more Makel than all these three Tanon. But Al Kopanim, Taisus is Klachayr coming to tell us not that you need the first and the seventh. Taisus Klachayr tells us that the first and seventh is good enough. And that's Mamish Mefurish. What's Mikan Mashma? So the Piskanida says, and then he'll explain it later in Daf Samech Chesem and Beis, where the Sugi is. And there he says that maybe when Taisus says Mikan Mashma, he's going on the din that you need to have Sektara. It doesn't say here, Beferish, you need to have Sektara, but it's Mashma. Shaila is how it's Mashma. I don't see how it's Mashma Mikan. He also says that maybe Taisus is going on the din that L'chetchila you need every day. That Mikan Mashma, he says that if you count it first and seventh, it's good, it's Mashma B'dieved. He's going Mikan Mashma, that B'dieved it's good one and seven, but L'chetchila you need every day. But Taisus is not so Mashma that way. Taisus Mashma is not going on the din. He's going on the Ikka din, that B'dieved it works if you counted one and seven. So the Aruch Laner says that really, Rabbi Eliezer, he is not discussing Isha Labailo. He says Hazov v'Hazova. He's talking about Tyrus, just like Hazov is talking about Tyrus. So it says Zov v'Zova. He's talking about Tyrus. He's not talking about Isha Labailo. So maybe there'd be a chilek. Maybe Legabe Tyrus, the first day and the seventh day is good enough. Maybe Legabe Isha Labailo, they're more machmir and held, you do have to be baidik every day. But Lamaisi, you don't find such a chilek. So merely he says it's mashma, there's no chilek between the Isha Labailo and between Tyrus that we're discussing. The Ksam Seifa says similar. The Ksam Seifa says that maybe he doesn't mean that Yatar. He means the Reza v'cheskes Tara legabe din tefila b'zman a mitzvah. Doesn't say clearly that Yatar. Maybe he means legabe that you have a mitzvah to be tevil, so you can mekayim the mitzvah of tefila b'zman a mitzvah. But really you don't become Tar. But since we don't pass in tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, we pass in tefillah b'zman a live mitzvah, and still Shmuel went and paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, that's mashmitz, not only legabe din at tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, it's hu adin legabe that she actually becomes tara labayla. That's the Ksam Seifa's pshat. Now the Gemara says, my kamashmul and Shmuel. What Shmuel's chiddush that the halacha is like blessed in all these four things, b'kul t'man el chasa. And all these four things, it actually says, either in the Mishnah or the Braisa, that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. In our Mishnah, it says, Aval halacha k'ra Rabbi Eliezer. In the Mishnah by Dam Kaishi, it says also, Nekam etishur te'zavim eisleis divar ablezav halacha gedvarev. By the din of azava, azava shabbatko atzmam, the Braisa says that Rav Shimon and Rav Yesi say, nirin divar ablezav divar bishua, Aval halacha k'ra Rabbi Eliezer. So it says in the Mishnah Halacha K'ra Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Shmuel have to tell you that? That maybe the last one about the Achayre Kalim, that the Achayre Kalim can only be Matame Mashkim, the Kam Pasal Eichlim, there it doesn't say anywhere the Halacha K'ra Rabbi Eliezer. So let him just say Halacha K'ra Rabbi Eliezer in the case of Achayre Kalim. Why did he have to say all four? Elohaka Mashmalan She'en Lameidem Halacha Mipia Talmud. It's teaching you that you don't learn halacha from the fact that the Mishnah says something. If the Mishnah says halacha kedivrei pleni, you don't learn halacha from there. The Marsha says, derech pshat, that l'chay memanushach, even if we would know already that ein lemeidem halacha mipi haTalmud, still, the way it is ein lemeidem halacha mipi haTalmud. So Shmuel has to teach you that the halacha is k'ra b'lezer. If you can't know the halacha is k'ra b'lezer because the Mishnah says it, so Shmuel has to teach you that the halacha is k'ra b'lezer. Why does the Gemara say that Shmuel is teaching you that you don't learn the halacha from the Mishnah? Even if you know that already, you still need Shmuel to teach you the halacha is k'ra b'lezer. So he says, Ein echinami. Shmuel is not teaching you that you don't learn halacha from the Mishnah. There's actually a b'risa of a basadaf kuflamin of a that says that. But the Maksha didn't know that. The Maksha asked the Kasha, Maikam Ashman Shmuel. So we're telling the Makshin that we see from Shmuel, like Gavaldig Yisayd, that you don't learn halacha from the Mishnah. But not that Shmuel was trying to teach it to us. We happen to see it from that. We happen to see from Shmuel this, because since Shmuel told you halacha kablaz, even though the Mishnah said it, Vayis says it doesn't count that the Mishnah said it. But it wasn't Shmuel. You don't see that Shmuel was trying to teach you that. It could be Shmuel assumed everyone knew that already, and Shmuel was just teaching you simply halachas like Rabbi Eliezer. But we see that from Shmuel. Al-Kobanim, Dashtet in the Gemara. And the Shaila is why? Why don't we learn halacha? If the Mishnah says halacha to somebody, it's a Mishnah. Why don't we say that that becomes a definitive halacha? So the Ritvam Bava Basra, and the Afkuf Laman of the days, says because we don't know that the Rabbim are saying that. That could be one opinion. The way I understand the Ritvam means like this. If the Gemara says halacha to somebody, so the pshat was that Ravina and Ravashi made sure that they wouldn't leave in the Gemara halacha kedivrei pleni if that's takanat the halacha. So it's not only the one who said halacha kedivrei pleni that's saying it. The Gemara is saying it. The Stimus HaTalmud is saying it. This is the achra of the Chachmei HaTayri, the Balei HaTalmud. So how do we pass it that way? In the Mishnayis, you would think that if it says in the Mishnah halacha kedivrei pleni, so kum dais, it means that when Rebbe was Masada the Mishnais, so the pshat is Rebbe saying that not only Rebbe, but Rebbe and Beis Dinai, all the Chachmei HaTayra that got together to be kavei the Mishnais, is saying that. Kamash will and no. Kamash will, when the Mishnah says halacha kerev pleni, the Mishnah just means that there's such an opinion. There's a Tana that holds that way. But it's not necessarily the Haskom is atanom, the Stim is atanom. So that's why Eim made them halacha mipi Mishnah. We still don't know. We still don't have a achra from the Maseiros HaTorah in the Machlekes. We know that there's a Tana that holds that way, but there could be Tanam that holds Fakert. That's, I think, the Ritva's gang in Eim made them halacha mipi Talmud. That's the Tut Stadim. You would think if the Mishnah says halacha to somebody, that means that that's the steam of the Tanam. Kamashma, no. Eim made them halacha mipi Talmud. The Mishnah is not considered, in other words, when it says halacha in the Mishnah, it's not meant to be taken that this is takana halacha of the Maseiros HaTorah, this is takana halacha of Rebbe Ubeis Dinai. This is takana achra of the scum of the Tanam. It's one shita. So we don't know what the halacha is. We still need them around to figure out the halacha. This would answer to Rishash's kasha. The Rishash asks, if you don't learn halacha mipi Talmud from the Mishnah, so what's the pshat when we have a stam Mishnah? We say halacha k'stam Mishnah. What's the difference if it's a stam Mishnah or it says in the Mishnah halacha k'divrei pleni? What's the difference if the Mishnah is telling you the halacha is that way because it makes a stam Mishnah, or the Mishnah is telling you the halacha is that way because it says halacha k'divrei pleni? You see, even medayik machloikis machkach stam, stam machkach machloikis. Why isn't that a steer to the klal v'ena meila halacha via Talmud? But I think the teretz is pasha. I mean, l'fi the ritva, we're going to see another pshat in Rashi. But l'fi the Ritva the Teretz is, because the Stam Mishnah was done by the Masadriya Mishnah, not only that it was Rebbe's own opinion, because when it was Rebbe's own opinion, the Mishnah says, Rebbe Yaimiv, Echacham Emeimim. But it means it was done by the whole Rebbe that was Masadriya Mishnah, means Rebbe Beis Dinai. It was done by all the Chachmei Teretz. The Rambam describes in the Akdama how in the times of Rebbe, they were able to get all the Chacham together and be Mechab in the Mishnah. So avadaretz psak halacha. That is the skull of the Tanon. And you are supposed to learn halacha that way. That is the din of halacha kistam Mishnah. Halacha karabim. And when you have in the Mishnah, this is the rabbin, and the Brisa says the other way is the rabbin, avadaretz we go bus in the Mishnah. That's the point. But when the Mishnah just says these words, halacha karev pleni, as though you'll think it means the same thing if the Gemara says halacha karev pleni. That's the steam of that. That was Ravina and Vashi, Ubeis Dinam. That was the steam of the Talmud. That was the Seif HaMeron. It's the same thing in the Mishnayis. You would say that's what it means. Kamash, well, no. That's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah just means that one Tana said that. We don't know yet what the halacha is. But Rashi is saying an andrevart. Rashi is saying, and it needs a bissel beer. But Rashi is saying, he says like this. He says, Shemro ma'achreinim dikdechu betame atanam umamide halacha al buryah. That's what he says. I saw in the eyes of Hadar Gemara, they have a kovetz on the Marashah, which they have a pshat from the Imre Bina, which has a pshat from Rabbi Yosef Shalom Natanzin. It's not the Imre Bina, Meir Orbach, a different Imre Bina. Al Kopanim, they have a pshat that Rashi is saying is that the Tanoim, Loidiktiku Ish B'divrei Chaveira, means that they didn't learn well enough the other tzad. He shtells to the Taisus Rid in Erev and Nafid Gimel and Beis that says that the reason why the Gemara says the Baskel came out the Lachas like Beisul, because the Neichem Valuvim and the Shainim Divir Beishamim and Divir Beisul, for Eid al Shemakdim and Divir Beishamim and Divir Beisul. So the Taisus Rid says, why does that make the Lachas like Beisul? Because the Shainim Divir Beishamim and Divir Beisul and the Makdimim Divir Beisham and Divir Beisul, just because they were nice guys, they were Neichem Valuvim, why should that make the Psak Lachas like them? So like the Taisus Rid, it's not just because they were nice guys. Not just because of the good midas. But the pshat is that they could really get the emes. Because if you're really, really interested in the other tzad, then you can have the emes much more than if you're only focused on your tzad. So that's how he teaches Rashi, v'dikta kawish, v'divrei chaveiroi, and the pshat is that they didn't learn the other tzad, so male they couldn't come out to the halacha so klar. But I don't see that that's the pshat. Rashi is a little too mayrich to say such a thing. And besides, I don't understand. Why should it be that way? Why were they loidik to kish v'divir chaveri? Mechat heiso loidik to kish v'divir chaveri. The Tanoim were worse than the Meram in that. And before, like our Mishnah, Rabbi Shua was the one that said, Ani lo shemati ala basula. Rabbi Eliezer said, Arbanashim. And Rabbi Shua says, Avalocha kedvar. Obviously, he was medaktik in his own shmua. He obviously knew both tzadim. And he still felt Rabbi Eliezer was right. So here we should bask with me on Mishnah. To me, Rashi seems to be saying like this. The Rishbam and Ba'abashat Afkuflamun of Beis on the Brice of there, Aim the Maidim Alacham in Piyat Talmud, he has a different pshat. He brings this also. But he has a pshat. His first pshat is that Aim the Maidim Alacham in Piyat Talmud means if a Rebbe is giving shir, and in the shir he says who the Alach is like, that's not good enough. Why? Because he didn't say halacha l'maisa. We don't know what he'll do l'maisa in the psak. Right now we'll learn. It's derech limud. It's a piyat talmud. We don't know what he would say if a maisa comes the other. And the Gemara there also says that ein l'maidim halacha piyat maisa. If a rabbi goes and paskins on a maisa, there's still no pshat. Because you don't know exactly what the svara was. But if he says halacha l'maisa, he's giving a shir and telling you his exact svara, and he's passing that way halacha l'maisa, then you can paskin. Bir adover, when you paskin derech limud, it's an under a mimsak. When you paskin derech limud, the pshat is, you're just saying what it seems derech limud. But it's not the same type of achra that when you're doing it when it's halacha l'maisa. You think differently. You have a different way of coming out with a definitive conclusion. When you're learning, it's one eifin. When you're passing halacha l'maisa, it's a different eifin. And including in that is the diktik b'divrei chaveiroi. So that's the arichas of Rashi, that Tanoim were learning. They weren't paskining. Tanoim were learning. So even when they paskin, the psak is a learning. It's a piyat Talmud. Like he says, Hayinaisim liba losis Talmud shemosai, vizenaisim a Talmud dvarav, vizenaisim a Talmud dvarav, and memela, mishish shishnu b'psak alochem yisvaris Talmud shalhem nishnis. It's like a lamp to psak. It's not a lamaisa dik psak. That's what I think Rashi is saying. So I see two mahalchim. The Ritvam Babash is saying that Ein Lemeidem Alacha Mipi HaTalmud means that when the Mishnah says Alacha Gedivei Pleini, that means that that's one opinion that Alacha Gedivei Pleini. But we still don't know what the Halacha Lemais is. We still don't have Askama from the Chachmei HaTeira. Askama of the Mishnah, Stam Mishnah, something like that, that's Askama. But Rashi is saying a different word. Rashi is saying that there's a difference when you try to machriya halacha derech psak, or you're saying achros halacha derech limud. Achros derech limud is not a psak for achros derech lemaisa. And I want to be telling another machlekes rishonim, and this machlekes Rashi in the Ritva. There's a riff in the third parak of Psachim. There's a machlekes there, a blessing with Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara there says that a braisa, that Rebbe says, halach is Krab Elezer, and Rabbi Yitzchak says, halach is like a bit of him, I think like Ben Beseirah. And the riff says that we pass halach Krab Elezer, because Rebbe says, halach Krab Elezer, and halach Krabbi Mechavei Rav. So the Rashi was asked in Shal Shachuvah Schelek Aleph, Simon Shinlam and Hey, it's brought here in the Mitzal Renishberg in the side, that what's the pshat that he could say that with halach is like Krab Elezer, because Rebbe says halacha kabbalezer, what am the niv ain't made them halacha be a talmud? You can't learn halacha from a mishnah or a brisa. So the Rashi says it's a very good kasha. He mutches with it, but he says he is saying that that's only when it's going keneged klal epsak. Let's say the mishnah or brisa passes like a yachid keneged a rabbit. Well, let's say the mishnah or brisa passes like a kabbalezer and rabbalezer shmutihi. So mamela, it's going keneged the klal epsak. That's where you find the din of Ein Lamein Malacha Piyat Talmud. Now, Shankim, it's not connected any Klole Epsak. There's no reason. We don't have a rabbi arguing on him. Mamela, then we could pass him in Piyat Talmud. That's stated in the Rashi Yisait. But the Ranim Sachem Eifenart, it's not from Chesim Sachem, the third pack, the Ranim Sachem Eifenart says, very Pashit. He says, Ein Lamein Malacha Piyat Talmud is that we don't know that that's the Psak of everybody. It could be it's just the Psak of that Tana. But Al Kapanim, that Tana Zecha holds that way. So when Rebbe says Halacha Krab Eliezer, that means Rebbe holds that way. Okay. So we don't know if anyone else holds that way, but who argues in Rebbe? Rebbe Yitzchak. Okay. So we have another klal, and this we all made the Malacha, Halacha Krabbi Mechavei Roy, Avalei Mechavei Rav. Here, Rebbe's arguing Rebbe Yitzchak. It's a Machloikis, Rebbe Mechavei Roy, and we Halacha Krabbi Mechavei Roy. So Eina made the Malacha Mechavei is, that we don't know it's more than one opinion, so we still don't know the halacha. But then, we know it's one opinion, we know it's opinion of Rebbe, and we have a klal, halacha Rebbe. So I think the Ran is going like the Ritva. The Ran holds that Ein Lamedim Halachim Pi Talmud is a pshat, that we don't know it's a consensus. Okay, but we know it's one opinion. So if it says Rebbe said it, we know it's Rebbe's opinion. So that's what the Ritva is saying, we pass like Rebbe, halacha Rebbe mechavei roi. But the Rashi, I think, is going like Rashi. And the pshat is that the whole halacha kerev pleni is not meant as a psak halacha, it's meant as a derech limud. So really, even if it's Rebbe, but it's not Rebbe a psak halacha, it's Rebbe derech limud, so we still don't know. So that the Rashi says, but even halacha derech limud, if it's not a stira teni klali psak, we could use it as klali psak for us to keep psak halacha. If it's a stira to klali psak, then we don't know. It was only said derech limud. We still don't know derech achra. Now Shein Cain, if it's not a seer to klal epsak, so even derech limud, we could pass in that way. That's why the Rashi says a different teretz in the Ran. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara asks a kasha, v'suleka v'aika d'tan r'blezom amlam d'v'siktana sh'tamayim boi v'om ravudam v'shmulach akrab liyezer. Why does Shmuel say that only in four things we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer? There's another case where Yehudah Mishmuel said halacha Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara first says, Kiyom Mishmuel halacha Rabbi Eliezer b'dal b'seid at Tahares, avu b'shar star miketuva. He only meant in seid at Tahares the four things we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer. In other starim, there are many other cases where we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gemara brought a raya from a different time that Shmuel passed in like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara says it's not such a raya from the other time, from this time, because here there's another reason why he wouldn't count it in the four things, because it was Kai Rabbi Elazar Kavasei. Now Rabbi Elazar also holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar says Mlamdem Siktana Shetamayim Bay, so he also holds like Rabbi Elazar. And then the Gemara says that alone is not a raya because it's two different cases of Mlamdem Siktana Lamayim Bay. I don't want to be Meirich. But the Gemara says, because Rebuda Membava is Kaya Kavase, Rebuda Membava says, Mamnesiktanais, so Memela, that shows you, and the Gemara says, Ktanais means two different cases, that shows Rebuda Membava holds like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara says a similar thing in Rabbi Elazar, which also said, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer Bedalad, and you have the same Kasha, there Rabbi Elazar also passed like him in other cases, and the Gemara goes through the same thing about if it's say the Tyrus or other Starim, and also the concept of that it was someone was Kaya Kavase. So the Gilyan HaTaisis, the Taisis in the small print, the Bemaslam Mishum de Kaya Rebuda Bemava Kavase, has a kasha that if we're not counting the times when someone else held like him, So how can we count the one of our Mishnah where Rabbi Elazar says, Arba Noshim Dayan Shaitan, Rabbi Shua holds like him. Rabbi Shua was Chayzer and Paskin like Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Shua holds like Rabbi Elazar. So why would that count if we're not counting all the times that somebody else held like Rabbi Elazar and our Mishnah also Rabbi Shua holds like Rabbi Elazar? That's what the Gilyan HaTaisus asks. So the Gilyan HaTaisus says at Teretz that maybe Rabbi Shua doesn't hold like Rabbi Elazar, holds like Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Elazar holds the four Nashim and Dayan Shaitan even without having a Hafsaka of Gimelainos. But maybe Rabbi Elazar holds, Rabbi Shua that holds like Rabbi Elazar, holds that you need a Muberis and a Menika is only Mislekes Midamim when it's Avro like Gimelainos. So he doesn't hold entirely like Rabbi Elazar. He was chayzer from what he said, Anilei Shemati Ela Besua, and there's no such thing as a Muberis Menika or Zakena being Daya Shaita. That he was chayzer. There is such a thing, but Rabbi Elazar holds that way, even if it was an Avro of Gimelainos, and Rabbi Yeshua perhaps only when it's Avro of Gimelainos. But the Achrenim are very bothered with this Gilyan HaTaisus. The Aruch Lener asks that the Gemara says clearly that La'achib Tirasa Sh'Rabbi Elazar Hikshu Rabbi Yeshua Sadav L'Yoshne K'Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara is clear that Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Elazar entirely. Also he says, Rabbi Yosi is not arguing on Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yosi is and the Tanakhama are discussing what Rabbi Elazar holds. Rabbi Elazar said, Dalad Nashim Dayan Shaitan. He didn't explain. He said, Muberis Seminika. The question is, what constitutes Muberis Seminika? Rabbi Yosi says, you need Avril of Gimelainis. And the Tanakhama says, you don't. But they're all arguing Alimud Rabbi Elazar. The Pesachei Nida asks, that if you're going to think that this is Shver, so then why would you count the one about that the Zav and Zava is, that was both Gemishin and Shvi, that it works? There also, it says clearly in the Brisa that Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi hold halacha k'Rav Elazar. So why do you have someone that's Kayika Vase? See, you only answered one kasha, Rav Yeshua said halacha k'Rav Elazar. There we have Rav Yosi and Rav Shimon saying halacha k'Rav Elazar. So why would that be counted in the four? So Taisus later in the Afem Ches, in the Taiz Rosh, the Chidin Halachas brings this down. The Chidin Halachas in the Sijay Tarim, the Aruch Lener's Mitzayin to it. He says a different Eretz. He says, it's only called Kai Kavase when they say it on their own. But when they makabel it from Rabbi Eliezer, that's not called Kai Kavase. Kai Kavase means when another independent Shita was that way. So then it's not necessarily Rabbi Eliezer. There's another Tana that holds the way independently. But if the Tanaim hold the way because Rabbi Eliezer taught it to them and they were makabel from Rabbi Eliezer, that's called a chiddush of halacha k'Rabbi Elazar, that's not called Kai Kavase, that's called halacha k'Rabbi Elazar, even though other Tanon passed like him, but they weren't saying it independently, they were just saying it as a Kabbalah from Rabbi Elazar. And now we'll go to the next sugya, the sugya on the Afchesim and Beis. The Gemara says, Ezi Basula. The Gemara refers to a girl which never had a riyam as a Basula. And the Mishnah explains, she was Leira, so she never had a Riyah. That's why her first Riyah is Daya Shaita. So the Braisa says, Tana Rabbana Nisus Ross Adam Machlis Nesuin, Yolda Ross Adam Machmas Leida, Adayana Nikarle Besula, She Besula Shama Besula's Damim, Vele Besula's Besulim. Means even if she got married, usually a Besula means that she never had a Biyah. If she was married, so then she had a bia, but here that's not the reference to the word basula. Basula means that she never had dam. And the dam means dafka dam nidus. If she got married, so then she'll have dam basulim. And even if she gave birth, so she will have dam leda. But she's still called in reference to daya shaita a basula, because basula means basula's damin, not basula's basulim. So the Maya Sakasha, Aini, Va'amar Avkahana, Tana Gimel Basulais, Ain. Avkahana said there are three Basulais. Basulas Adam, a Basul of a person, Basulas Karka, a Basul of land, and Basulas Shikama, Basul of a Shikama tree. And Basulas Adam means Kozman Shle Nivala, that she never had a Bia, Nafkamina, that she's a Basula Kayangadal, the Kayangadal has to marry Basula. Inami Luxuvasa Masayim, a basula which never had a bia gets a ksuva of 200 zuz, as opposed to a girl which had a bia already, she's a ba'ula, then her ksuva is only a mana. Basulis karka, virgin ground, kolzman shlei nevda, means it was never worked on, nafkamina lenachal eson. When you bring a egla arufa, you have to bring it to nachal eson, you have to bring it to land, which wasn't worked on, we'll discuss that soon. Inami lemeka chumemkar, that if someone says, I'm selling you a karka basula, that means karka which was never worked on. And basula shikma means kolzman shlei niktitza, that it wasn't cut, because a shikma tree usually cut and it grows back, in order to get more and more branches, but if it was never cut, so then it's a basulas shikma. Nafgamina lameka chumemkar, someone sells a basula shikma, has to be a tree that was never cut. Inami lemiktitza b'shvius, that you're not allowed to cut it on shvius, because it's not in kaitzim basula shikma b'shvius neshi aveda. You normally would be allowed to cut trees on shvius to get some wood, but if it's a basula shikma, so the cutting it is part of the aveda, it's like planting, it's facilitating the growth of the tree. So the Dvar explains, the reason why we asked it on the Braisa, not on the Mishnah, is because the Mishnah, maybe we could say that the reason why we're calling her a basula is because she has to be not married, because if she's married, and she already had dam basulim, she already had dam machmas the marriage, so then she wouldn't be a basula anymore. But once we're saying that, no, it's nothing to do with it, even if she was nivellus, and she had dam basulim, she's still a basula, so let it be a second type of basula. Why do we only count the basulas adam? So the Gemara says four answers why we're not counting basulas damim in the Gimel basulas. The first answer is because it has a shame lovely. When you normally say about a woman that she's a basula, if you say the word basulas dam, it means that there was no bia. If you want to say that she means that there was no dam, you can have to add to the word and say basulas damim. And if Shishibre Davidi says that we only say something which an action happened to make an adab basul anymore, like a bia, like an aveda of the karka or cutting of the shikama tree, the blood, though, the dam nidus comes by itself without an action. And Reb Chanina Breder Avika said that we're not counting basula's dam because she could go back to that same state. When she gets older, she again doesn't have any dam, as opposed to the other three basulas, where once a karka is nevda, once a isha is nifala, once a shikamo is nixitza, it will always never go back to its original state. And Ravina says that we're counting something, which there's something good about being a basula. A basula's adam, it's ksivasa mesayim, people want to marry a basula. A karka basula has a maila, a basula's shikama has a maila, as opposed to basula's daman, where there's no maila in that. Adkan the Gemara. So about basulas adam, when the Gemara said it means an isha shalei nivula, nafkamina to a kain gadol, and a nafkamina legabe ksuva and ksuvas mesayim. So Rishayim ask Akasha, what if the basulim were taken out, not through bia, amukas eitz? In regard to kain gadol, there's a sugya in Yevamos daf nun tes. There's a machlekes about a begeris. If a girl becomes more than 12 and a half years old, so then she doesn't have the same amount of basulim as before. It's kolu basulah. So there's a machlekes tanam. If a kohen gadol is allowed to marry a begeris, is he allowed to marry a girl that's more than 12 and a half, is she still considered a basula? That's a machlekes tanam. So our Mishnah, our Braisa, does not seem to hold like the Tana that says that a kohen gadol cannot marry a begeris, because that Braisa says that as long as she was loy nivula, she's a basula. And if you hold that a begeris is not a basula, so even if she's loy nivula, she becomes ice basula when she becomes a begeris. But the question the Rishayim have is, what about mukas eitz? What if the basulim were taken out not through bia? There, the Mishnah in Yevamos does not bring a machlekes. The Mishnah in Yevamos says that a mukas eitz he's not allowed to marry, because she doesn't have basulim. A begeris apparently has some basulim. A mukas eitz has no basulim. A mukas eitz, he's not allowed to marry. So how does Hashem with this braisa, which says that the basul is kozman shloi nivula, nafkamina l'kayin gadol? Now that's what the Rishayim here shtalzachab. And the Ramban and other Rishayim, the Ridvam, they say that the Gemara is lav dafka here. The Gemara here is lav dafka. And nivula means any way of getting out the basulim is also included in nivula. And it's the same thing by ksuva. There's actually a machlekes in ksuvis towards the end of the first parak, Rabbi Meir holds that a mukas eitz is ksuvasa masayim, but we paskin a mukas eitz is ksuvasa mona. So the Gemara says also in Afkimino, legabe ksuva, but for ksuva also you don't necessarily need a bia, a mukas eitz also would make the ksuva mona, unless we're going like Rabbi Meir. So mela, lay nivala, tainin the Yushainim could include mukas eitz. But the Rashba holds not that way. The Rashba holds this b'risa is dafka. It says le nivula. And you're going to have to say legabe ksuva, that mukas eitz is ksuvasa masayim like Rabbi Meir. And the Rashba says this b'risa holds that a mukas eitz is kasher for a kohen gadol. Now there's a machlekes Yushainim if there is such a tana. Rashi in Yevamos Daf Tesrim Beis says that there is such a tana. There's a man the Omer that holds that a mukas eitz is kasher for a kohen gadol. You need an actual bia to make your ois pesula legabe kohen gadol. And the Rashba here holds this way. The Rashba in Yevamos also mentions our brisa in Nida to tell you that there is a man the Omer that holds that a mukas eitz is mutter to a kohen gadol. Here in Nida he says that the Mishnah in Yevamos says it's asur, he means midar abanan. And he brings a raya because it says in the Brisa, in Yevamos, Amukas eitz lo yisa, but imnasa nasui. There's an issue for him to marry Amukas eitz, but if he does get married, he doesn't have to divorce her. He's allowed to keep her. So the Rashba says that clearly indicates that the issue of Amukas eitz is an issue of the Rabbanan. Otherwise, why is it imnasa nasui? And that fits with this Brisa that says that if Basul is called Zemanshali Nivola, it sounds like Amukas eitz would be mutter to a kohen gadol, and it means that hakapanim it's mutter mi deraisa or mutter b'di'evid, and mainly you could say that kol zman shalei nivola. But the Ritva argues on the Rashba. The Ritva here and the Ritva in Yevamos says there's no such man the Omer. There is no man the Omer that a mukas eitz is mutter to a kohen gadol, and that it says imnasa nasui tainit the Ritva. It's not because it's the Rabbanan. It's because of a different svar, like the Gemara there says. And the Rambam's also mashing away. The Rambam is mashma clearly that mukas eitz and begeris is asa midereisa. And still, the din is imnasa nasi b'di'evid, they could stay married. And the svar is like this. And the Gemara brings the same svar, legabe bu'ulas atzmai. Let's say the kohen gadol himself is boiled the girl before they get married. So he's not allowed to marry her because she's not a basula, even though she was nevelas to him. But if he does get married to her, they could stay married, because Seif Elias nevelas tachtov. And the same thing, Seif Elias begeres tachtov, and Seif Elias mukas eitz tachtov. And the svar is like this. Bulas atzmai is also considered a bu'ula, and there's an isser asay to marry her. But obviously, when a kohen gadol marries a basula, she's going to become a bu'ula. And obviously, he doesn't get divorced. He stays married to her. Because the problem is, if she's a basula, a ba'ula, before they get married. But after they get married, she could be a ba'ula, beherich. When you get married, she becomes a ba'ula. So who did mukas eitz? Mukas eitz is the pshat that when he marries her, she has to be a basula. But after they get married, after the first bia, she anyway is no longer going to be a basula. So the fact that she was a mukas eitz before he married her, that's what the Gemara is discussing. That you would think that ba'ula is atzmai, or mukas eitz, or begeris. Obviously, she could become a begeris while they're married. But the pshat's like this. This din that a kohen gadol has to marry a basula, if she was never nevelas to anybody else, so al karchet that means that b'shas t'nesuin she has to be a basula. But after they're married, she anyway is no longer a basula. She anyway has no basula. So the Gemara thought, but maybe if you got married to her before she was a basula, that's not a good marriage. And even afterwards, you have to get rid of her. The Gemara says, no. Hey, yes, the halacha of marrying a basula is only b'shas the marriage, but after the marriage, she's anyway not a basula. So even if you married someone who's not a basula b'shas the marriage, so you either. So you either and I say, you did an iser. But now, there's no reason to divorce her, because once you're married, you're not marrying someone who's not a basula, you're just staying married to someone who's not a basula, and there's no iser in that. That's the sort of seif elias, Bu'ula tachtov, seif elias, mukas eitz tachtov. Now, this doesn't apply if she's nevelas to somebody else, because that wouldn't happen tachtov. So that when the Torah is makbid that she shouldn't be nevelas to anyone else, if she was nevelas to anyone else, even if he marries her in the evid, he has to divorce her. because she's a ba'ula to someone else. But if she's a ba'ula to him, or the problem is mukas etzu begeris etzdam, she happens to be missing besulim. She was never nevelis to anyone. She's missing the besulim. That could only be a problem in the initial getting married to her. But once she marries, she anyway is going to be missing besulim. She's anyway going to be nevelis to him. And therefore, that can't be a problem. So the Ritva and the Rambam Zosu Mashma holds that there is no man the Omer that there's a heter of mukas eitz to a kohen gadol. It's only a heter b'di'evet al tzisroi of seifeli is mukas eitz tachtov. Now the Rajva seems to be having another raya, that the Rajva seems to be saying that since the Brisa calls her a basulas adam, so it sounds like this Brisa holds that only an adam can make her a ba'ula. That's basulas adam. She's a basula from a man, from a person. As opposed to a mukas eitz, she's still a basulas adam. She's still not a basula from a man. Now there's a Rajva that holds that this Brisa al-karcha holds a mukas eitz as mutta to a kain gadol. He brings a raya because the Brisa says shalei nivula. It's a shtickle deichik to say, like the Ramban and the Ritva, that shalei nivula includes mukas eitz. But he seems to also be holding the raya is because she's called the besulas adam. And the Ashish Yankov in Yevamah Staf Natesu Mabei says that's b'chol not a raya. Besulas adam is talking about the woman. There are three types of besulas. There's besulas of people, meaning the woman, the lady, the girl. And when is she a besula? If she didn't have a bia. And the Ramban Adva saying, who then she didn't have mukas eitz. Nothing chapter the besulim. But it doesn't mean besula that a man wasn't bayala. It means that she's an adam. It means she's human. A human besula means shalei nivula. A karka besula means shalei neved. And a besula shikama means it was leniktsitsa. But there's no indication, taina diashashanki, from besula's adam, that it has to mean an adam that makes her a ba'ula. Al-Gabbanim, that's a machlekes. The Rajba, and Rajba holds, and Rashi says in Yevamah Sosa, there is a man, the Omer, that a kohen gadol is mutter to mukas eitz, and the Rajba learns that that's Abraisa. Abraisa says, kol shalai nivalon. Without a via, she's still a basula, and that says k'suvasim asayim would have to go like Rabbi Meir, that mukas eitz k'suvasim asayim. But the Ritva says there's no such man, the Omer. Everyone holds that mukas eitz is asim in the Raisa, and the Brisa Shalei Nivula includes any way of taking out the Basulim, including mukas eitz. There's also another shmooze about Basulis Karka, that the Gemara says, Kozman Shalei Nevda, Nafkamina Lanachal Eson. So there in Saita, on Nafim Vavim and Beis, the Gemara in Saita says, Amachloikas Rebyeshin Rebyenison, that the Pasuk says, Asher Loye Ovei Veloye Zareya. Rabbi Yeshua says it means l'sha'avar. You need a karka which never had a voida ozriya earlier. And Rabbi Yonison says l'habo. That doesn't mean that it didn't have a voida ozriya earlier. It means there is an isra lav to be oivid ozriyated later. L'habo. And Rabbi says everyone agrees that there is an isra l'habo. And the machlekes is it also a din l'sha'avar? So the Meiri points out that this Gemara that says that Karka Basula is a nafkamina for Nachal Eson is going like a Reisha. According to Reinison, there is no din that the Karka has to be Karka Basula, a Karka that Aveda wasn't done on it. There's just a din, a halacha, that from now on you're not allowed to do Aveda. But there's no din of Karka Basula Bechlau. The Gemara that says that Karka Basula Nachal Eson is going Aliba de Reisha. Now, halacha, the Rambam passes like a Reinison. So that's why the Rambam doesn't bring this din l'gabi nachal eson, that you need karka basula. But there's a machlekes Rambam and Rashi, what does it mean nachal eson? You know, nachal very often means a valley or a plain, some land which doesn't have a city on it. V'yir asher b'nachal ad agilad, the pasuk says, there's a lot of times where the Torah talks about a nachal, meaning a valley between two mountains. It's called a nachal. Or you discuss a nachal, meaning a plain. But a nachal sometimes means a river, like kolon cholam holchem elayam. Hineni noite lecha kanar shalom ukanachal shaitef. A nachal very often means a river. The question is, when it says nachal eson, which one does it mean? Rashi in Chumash, and in other places, says that a nachal means a uncultivated land. Targumunculus sounds like he's saying that. Now, the Mishnah there in Saita, Mem Heimidei says, Nachal Esan means Kashet, means hard land, a hard Nachal. And the Gemara says, how do you know Esan is Kashet? We learn it from Esan Meshavecha. The Rashi teaches hard, difficult to cultivate land, hard, rocky land. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Ritzeach, when he talks to Egla Rufa, he says the Nachal means a river, a Nachal Sheitev. And Esan means that it's Chazak, meaning that it's a raging river. It's flowing in very strong, very swift. So the Mimi here is bothered. How exactly are you going to be over the lav of Loya Oved Veloya Zerea in a river? So he says, perhaps it means on the side of the river. In other words, you do the Egla Rufa not in the river. You have to bring it to a river, meaning right next to a river. And you do the Egla Rufa right next to the river, Lefi the Rambam. And Loya Oved Veloya Zerea means in the place where you do the Egla Rufa, next to the river, there's a din of Loya Oved Veloya Zerea. There's another teretz from different achrenim, among them the Malbim there in Parsha Shaftim, that says that a nachal, by definition, difference between a nachal and an or is a river, a nachal is like a creek. A nachal is something which dries up. So you bring it to the nachal not when it's being a nachal sheitef, not when it's flowing, you bring it to a nachal when it dries up, and the issa v'yavid v'yizirei is going when it dries up. The Taisus Yom Tif in Saita says, interesting, that he says that according to Rabbi Yeshia, he says, Avada, Rashi's right, according to Rabbi Yeshia, that a nachal means the ground, because if we're saying that the ground has to be uncultivated, the nachal is le'avad v'le'izarea, so then nachal means a flat ground, a plain, a valley, whatever it is. The Rambam is going according to Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Yenison says it means a river, and you're not allowed to in the future plant and plow in it. So maybe he means like the Miri, I'm not sure, that the pshat is that Eibazayikataycha means in the place where you do the Arifas Egla, next to the Nachal there's an Isser to be Oved Vayizareya. Al-Kopanim, there's a Shelas Yaivitz, a very interesting one, a Shelas Yaivitz Simchav Dalin, that a lot of people discuss this Machloikis, the Rambam and Rashi, the Marik discusses it in Simchav Nunches, and the Chacham Tzvi discusses it, the Yaivitz's father, and the Yaivitz says, he doesn't understand, how come nobody brought this Gemara and needed Afches of Abeis in the discussion? The Gemara here says clearly that a Karka Basula means that it was never cultivated. And it's an Afgamina, Lenachal Eson. Mamish Mefurish, that we're talking about land, and not talking about a river. And he goes so far as to say, is that I see from this how much even the greatest people could make mistakes and forget things. It's Mamish Mefurish, the Gemara needed that Chesim Abeis, the Gemara is out of place. We're not discussing Egla Rufa anywhere near here. The Gemara was just brought in somehow with the Gimel Basula saying, but this Gemara is so clear like Rashi, and the Rambam didn't notice it, and the Marik didn't notice it, and my father, the Chacham Tzvi, didn't notice it. You see how hard it is for a person to really remember Gan Shas, to remember everything. But Rav Chaim Knievsky, in the Sefer Nachal Esan, Perek Yad Aleph, Ois Beis, Siman Yad Aleph, he says, Avadi, you can't say this Gedolim forgot this Gemara. But he doesn't understand. Why is it more shmei in this Gemara? The Gemara there, B'mkaymai, which are there, everyone, of course everyone knew, says clearly that Rabbi Yeshia said that you need the karka should be lo'yavir v'lo'yizareya, l'sha'avar, that it never was planted and plowed. So what are you going to do with that Gemara? How does that Gemara stem with the Rambam that we're talking about a river? Either you're going to say, like the Me'iri, that we're talking about the side of the river, the place where you do the Egla Rufa, the side of the river has to be Loyav Vayizareya. Or you'll say, like the Malbim that we're talking about, that the river dries up. And when it dries up, then you have to make sure that no one planted and plowed it when it dried up. Or you're going to have to say that it's a Machlekes Rebbe Yeshia and Rebbe Yenison like the Tesis Yamtif. But whatever it is, you're going to have some answer. So whatever that answer is, you could say the same thing for Gemara. Now, if you mean the Lanach, you need Karka Basula. Either the Karka on the side of the river has to be Karka Basula, or the Karka in the river when it dries up has to be Karka Basula, or that this Raisa will go like a Meshia. But it's a pellet to say that they forgot this Gemara because it's not any more Shver from this Gemara that just says that it can't be that the Karka was ever worked on from the Gemara Mefurish in Saita that says, according to Rabbi Meshia, that Le'av Le'Yisrael means L'Sha'avai and the Karka can't be worked on. And there's no mokum to say like the Yavitz that all these Gedolim forgot our Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.